是现在很好的
工好，找他的教会总是很高兴啊，谢谢何博士。
And I'm honored to come to my seminary fellow students' church, Pastor Hurst Church here.
那就像刚才何牧师报告的，刚刚从台湾回来。
Just like Pastor Hurst said, I just returned from Taiwan.
那结果回来不久以后呢，就听到台湾啊受到台风的影响。其实不止台湾，香港的大陆啊，因为台风的影响，说冲撞好大啊。
I didn't know how great the impact was. After I returned from Taiwan, I heard about the typhoon. Don't know how impactful it was.
那你们可能也在新闻上看到台湾，特别是台湾东部的花莲光复哈，那是我住家乡的隔壁村哈。
So actually, the region that was impacted, like Hualien, was really the close to where I lived, and that was impacted.
那一直到现在，还是有很多人为他们祷告。
Many people are still praying for that region.
其实光复有一间原住民的教会，当初是原住民最大的一间阿美族的教会。
And there was also a native church there in the that particular region, a very big church.
他们说这次实在是上帝的一个做的作为，虽然是碰到大的灾难，也是对他们教会的一个最大的觉醒。
Even though it was very impactful, they think that it was a reminder from God.
那感谢神，到处有灾难，但是我们基督徒在上帝里面有何等的盼望。
Even though there are disasters everywhere, as Christians, we have that hope of peace.
那今天我要跟弟兄姐妹一起分享的信息是在诗篇121篇。
Today I would like to share with you Psalm 121.
这是大家很熟悉的经文
，very familiar chapter。
那我们刚才已经读过了
，we read earlier。
不可否认，今天的基督徒正面临着一个前所未的大征战。
Undeniably, Christians are facing this biggest struggle today。
以人为中心的思潮不断的膨胀。
And this ideology that man is the center of everything has been expanding.
一直都在背叛着神。
And been rebellious towards God.
在从第十六世纪的那个文艺复兴就开，人们就开始主张人是万物的中心。
In the 16th century Renaissance, that man is the center of everything.
那第十七世纪的启蒙运动，人主张人不再需要神。
And in the 7th century Enlightenment, man does not need God.
到了第十八、十九世纪的现代主义，人更夸张了。
And then in the 18th and 19th century Modernism, then is even more exaggerated.
那主张人定胜天。
That man can conquer nature.
那到了二十、二十一世纪的后现代主义的今天，人又是已经进化到公然自称。人就是神。
And in the 20th, 21st century postmodernism, that man is God.
那最近我在网上读到那个一篇那个文章，就是 Dr. Erwin Lutzer.
And I recently read an article by Dr. Erwin Lutzer.
那他写过，那这本叫做 We Will Not Be Silenced, 我们不会被沉默的书。
And then he wrote about We Will Not Be Silenced.
那他是牧笛教会传媒博客节目的主持人之一。
He was the featured speaker on the blog for the Moody Church.
那个节目就是奔向胜利。
And is running towards victory.
那他发表过很多的著作。
He has published much.
他看到美国最近的境况，那个乱象每况愈下。
As you can see, the chaos in America has been going worse and worse.
美国激进的极左社会主义正在撕裂着美国。
And that this extreme left wing has been tearing apart America.
他们用各种的手段跟途径要把美国带向一个没有法治、没有标准的地方。
And it's been taking the America into this place that's without rule of law or without standards.
那带向没有上帝、没有真理的国家。
There is no God and there is no truth.
那带向没有历史、没有文化的国家。
No history, no culture.
那把它带到没有家庭、没有性别。
No family and no gender.
甚至没有人性的方向。
And also a direction of no humanity.
他因此写这本书呢，针对着美国的基督徒发声。
And then he's been writing a book that is point out specifically for Christians.
警告所有的基督徒，这个时刻是睡醒的时候。
And to warn all the Christians that it is the most dangerous time.
他书中提到了极左社会主义正朝向这三个可怕的趋势。
And it's been going in three worrying trends.
首先就是要改变历史以便操控未来。
First is to change history to control the future.
第二个就是利用多样的手段进行分裂或者是摧毁。
And in many ways to divide and destroy.
那第三就是只许我有言论自由，而你不可以有言论自由。
And then thirdly, that I have the freedom of speech and you do not.
他挑战基督徒们。
He challenged Christians.
此时此刻
，this time
也是关键的时刻。
It's a key moment.
我们是要屈服于文化的压力呢，还是要面对所有的迫害
？Are we capitulating to culture or are we gonna resist?
当所有的虚假、错误的指控临到我们基督徒的时候
，When all the false accusations fall upon the Christians,
我们要继续传讲耶稣基督的救恩吗？
Are we continue to preach the gospel or the salvation of
Christ? 他呼唤今日的教会是要及时的转向神的时候。
He called upon the church today to turn towards God.
他认为教会的成功是不是成功不是很重要。
He feels that the success of churches is not a paramount
importance. 他认为最重要的是持守基督的信仰最重要。
But its paramount point is to hold upon our faith.
很遗憾的是今天有的教会为了讨好现代人。
Unfortunately, churches today may want to please this world.
就向这个世界妥协了
，and capitulated to this world.
那甚至投降了
，even surrendered.
使主导教会的不再是上帝，而是现代人的思想。
So that what is guiding the church is no longer Christ, but is the ideology today.
我们面对这样颠倒是非、真假不分、道德沦丧的那个时候。
When we come upon this world that is right is wrong, wrong is right, and what do we do?
而且会看到许多教会偏偏就走向那个世俗化的时候。
But yet the church is going towards secularization.
那基督徒的处境更艰难。
And then our path is.
我们怎么办
？What do we do?
今天这个就是我今天要带领大家思考诗篇一百二十一篇的信息主要信息。
And today we want to meditate upon Psalm 121.
那这段经文的背景是以色列人在被掳期间。
And this, the background of the Psalm is when the
他们已经被掳了，不应应该是觉醒的时候，应该是那个回向神的时候。
They were exiled, it's a time for them to return to God and repent.
可是当时候他们的灵性一片的凄凉。
But yet their spiritual life was bleak.
那国家艰难，人心惶惶。
And people were fearful, and the country is in danger.
那世人就在问了：我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来
？And people ask, I lift my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from?
我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
My help come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
那一个现代神所重用的仆人，那他叫着那个Eugene Peterson。
And there's this servant of God who's been used by God. His name is Eugene Peterson.
那他在这个他所写的这个 The Message 的那个圣经版本里面，他对这节的翻译是这样的。
And that's how he translated this verse in the Message Bible.
那我想你就念好了，你念好了。
我没有啊。对不起。
我有写过 ，Yeah. 那我。I look, 我又看到
了
啊，好好 ，OK. I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from my mountains? No, my strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and mountains. 那这个的翻译是在中文，就是我要向上举目，我的帮助从山而来吗？不，我的帮助是从上主而来，他造天造地。
My help didn't come from the mountains; it came from the God who created mountains.
那诗人在这里很明确的告诉我们，我们的帮助不是来自大山或者是小山。
And the psalmist was very clear that our help didn't come from the big mountain or the small mountains.
而是来自于造大山小山的那一位神。
But it's upon the God who created the big and small mountains.
当以色列人向锡安山举目的时候。
When the Israelites looked upon Mount Zion,
那他们就望见了圣殿。
They saw the temple of God.
他们的心想到圣殿, 他们的心就得到安慰跟鼓励。
When they see the temple, their heart was comforted and encouraged.
因为他们知道神, 因为他们知道神, 那圣殿是神的帐幕, 住在人间。
Because the temple is a sign of God's tabernacle living among men.
那神的同在, 就成为他们的力量。
The presence of God becomes its strength.
可惜今天有许多行走天路的人,
but today there are many who walk the path of heaven,
却用世界的路的走法,
but they walk the path of the world.
眼睛定看着世上的局势,
they look upon the situation around,
然后一直看着环境,
and see the environment,
然后也跟着环境走,
and then they will follow in the path,
跟着世界共舞,
and they would dance into the world,
结果就是灰心丧胆,
and they become discouraged and even fearful.
走天路的时候,
when they walk the path of heaven,
我们不但应该脚步要往前走,
not only do we go forward,
而且我们的眼目应该往上看,
our eyes should be focused on the world,
不是看周围的环境,
and not the environment around.
往上看就是向山举目,
looking upon upward is,
如果我们知道神在我们的前面,
if we know that God is before us,
如果我们知道神在我们的旁边,
if we know that God is by our side,
那我们还怕什么?
Why are we fearful?
诗人讲到说他自己向山举目的经验,
the psalmist talked about his experience of lifting his eyes,
这个表明他渴望上帝的帮助,
because he seeks the help of God.
因为山的高耸就是象征着神的同在还有神的稳固跟安全,
because the height of the mountain is representing his presence and as well as stability and safety.
那在诗篇常常诗人会说, 耶和华是我们的山寨。
And then also the Psalms have been constantly talking about the Lord is our refuge.
意思就是说上帝就是我们的指引跟保护,
because he is our guidance and protection.
向山举目也表明我们要仰望神,
lifting our eyes to mountain means that we have to look upon God.
因为那个山象征着属灵生命的成长还有提升因为往上爬,
because it represents our life's advancement and going upwards.
提醒信徒们在面临挑战的时候,
to remind Christians that we face challenges,
我们应该专心地仰望神,
we should focus on looking upon God.
因为他是我们的靠山, 也是我们的保护者,
he is our help and protection,
而且是我们信心的来源,
the source of our faith.
基督徒奔走天路不是一条易路,
and when we go upon the path of heaven, it's not a
strange path, 也不是一条很轻松或者是很宽疏的路,
it's not an easy and wide path.
圣经告诉我们十字架就是一条窄路,
the Bible tells us that the cross is a narrow path,
许多崎岖难行,
and actually very difficult
to go, 这路上会让你孤单,
you'll be lonely,
而且有很多陷阱,
and also dangers,
而且也很多的那个攻击跟破坏,
and attacks and destroy.
我们今天在这个世上,
today in this
world, 因为你是基督徒,
because you're Christian,
我们也常常被误会,
we are often misunderstood,
我们被冷落,
and we've been
我们被刁难,
and then
我们甚至被威胁,
and also,
那这样的环境更证明我们需要向山举目,
and that means we even need to lift our eyes to the mountains.
我们信靠的就是那个造山的那位神,
we rely on the God who created the mountains.
我们要向山举目而不是拜山也不是要找靠山,
when we lift our eyes to the mountains, that means we don't not worshiping or just relying on,
山不能够帮助我们也不能为我们开路,
the mountains cannot help us and cannot open a path for us.
能帮助我们的就是那造山也造天地的耶和华上帝,
it's God who created heavens and the mountains who can help us.
当我们依靠上帝的时候, 我们就看到, 哎, 有这样的有个力量,
and when we rely on God, then we will have strength.
因为我们就知道, 我们依靠神, 我们就有得胜的指望,
when we rely on God, then we have the hope of victory.
那你从这个第三节开始, 你就会看到这个帮助那个这个字的出现, 还有保护这个字,
and then starting verse 3, you will see the word about helping and protecting.
那讲到这位那个帮助者, 他是如何成为我们的保护,
and then talk about this helper, how it's going to become our protection.
在这个里面提到有六个保护,
and there are six protections.
因为神的子民跟神是有约的关系，所以当然上帝要保护。
And then because of a relationship that he's going to protect us.
那保护另外一个含义的翻译，或者是另外翻译叫谨守。
And then another meaning of protect is to keep.
意思就是说，如果以色列人谨守上帝的话，就蒙神的守护跟保护。
Meaning the Israelites, if you keep God's words, then he will be protected by God.
而且也会赐给他们平安。
To give them peace.
神的保护就是神儿女坚固的保障。
And that is the children of God's that guarantee.
神的保护跟人的保护不一样。
God's protection and man's protection are
different. 这里告诉我们神的保护为什么很特别。
Why is it so special about God's protection?
这就是经文要告诉我们的。
And that's what the verse is going to
tell us. 他之所以特别就第三节所第三到第四节所说的他是一个时时刻刻的保护。
Verse 3 and verse 4 tell us it's a constant protection.
诗人首先讲到这位全能的创造者是怎么样的一位。
Talk about how this omnipotent creator, how is he like?
他这里告诉我们说，他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
他是用拟人化的手法来描绘了神的慈爱跟他的关怀。
And he is using personification to describe God's caring and love.
他的带领是时时刻刻的。
Is constant.
而且是时没有一刻是打顿的，或者是被中断的。
Neither slumber nor sleep nor interrupted.
诗人说以色列的守望者绝不会打瞌睡
and that the helper of Israel will never slumber
就像城墙上的那个站岗的卫兵那样
it's like the soldier on the city wall
在台湾的时候我是在海军陆战队服务在那里两年
when I was in Taiwan I served in the Navy for 2 years
许多人都想到兵的时候有很多可能让他们很觉得很会很惊好很惊怕的时候惊吓的事
And as you think about that kind of life, there may be moments of fear.
但是我在那个两年，哎呀，真的很快乐，很多天，有很多难忘的那个事啊。
But in my 2 years, there are many happy moments and happy times to remember.
那在台湾，他们说那海军陆战队是最强悍的一个军种啊。
And they talk about that in the Navy in Taiwan is really the fiercest and the strongest.
那最难忘的是在半夜，如果排到那个卫兵，如果你排到半夜两点到四点，哎呀，那是最难受的。
And I remember if I'm assigned that shift from 2 a.m. to 4 p.m. 4 a.m.
那个是人睡觉最甘甜的时候。
And that is the sweetest time to sleep.
但是我们被交代哈。
But we've been told,
你的责任重大
and your responsibility is high.
你必须要那个执着的高度的警觉啊
and you have heightened.
如果你被发现你打瞌睡，你就会被关紧闭啊
and if you sleep, then you'll be shut in prison.
而且他特别交代，整个所有那个官兵的安全都在你的那一刻啊
because everybody's safety is in your hands.
以赛亚书的作者告诉我们，人本来就很有限的。
And the author of Isaiah tells us that men are limited.
人不是超人，不可能一天24小时不睡觉的。
And we cannot not go to sleep for 24 hours.
我们都有到医院看过病人，或者是特别紧张的那一刻。
And we've been seeing patients in the hospital, or sometimes we get inside.
你知道你的亲人可能随时在一刹那之间呢，可能就离开。
And maybe your loved ones may be departing from this world.
我们会想尽办法不睡觉，但是有的时候我们真的睡着了。
And sometimes we try not to sleep, but sometimes we couldn't help it. But
有的人就是你睡着的时候，你的亲人就这样离开了。
And sometimes when you fall asleep, then your loved ones would depart.
那个以赛亚告诉我们说，就是少年人也有困乏、那个疲乏、困倦的时候。
And then we talk about even men would have this time that would slumber or sleep.
他说，强壮的人也有被艰难跌倒的时候。
And even a strong man would have moments of weakness.
但是感谢神。
But thanks to God,
我们这一位无所不知、无所不在、无所不能的神，他绝不会放松警惕。
But that our omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient God would never let down His guard.
我们永生的神也绝对不会疲劳，而且他的眼目也不会打盹。
And our eternal God would never tire, and His eyes would never leave us.
他过去如何，现在如何，将来也必如何。
He was, He is, and He will be.
他始终关注地上的儿女们的需要。
He cares about the needs of His children.
他是我们平时的时候看顾者，也在我们有特殊需要的时候，也是特别的看顾者。
He cares about us in normal times, and He especially cares about us in special times.
世人为什么相信神会保护他们呢？
Why does the psalmist believe that God will protect him?
因为他深知道神的应许是什么。
Because he knew what God's promise.
因为神的应许曾经这样说。
Because God's promise said,
以色列是我的儿子，我的长子。
That Israel is my firstborn son.
神绝不会让自己所救赎的儿子失落。
And God will never let His redeemed son to get lost.
耶和华也曾经这样子说。
And Jehovah also said,
就是你人怎样怎能忘记自己吃奶的婴孩，不怜悯他亲生的孩子吗？即使他们可能忘记我，但我也不会忘记你。
Can a mother forget the baby in her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
即使人间的母亲忘记自己所生的孩子，但是神永远不会他忘记他所救赎的子民。
Even a human mother may forget her son.But the Father in heaven would never forget the Son he redeemed.
因为他自己亲自讲过，他说在患难之日，你们求告我，我必搭救你们。
And God has said to us, call on me on the day of trouble, and I will deliver you.
这位上帝就是我们永远的保护者。
This God is our eternal protector.
他不像我们在遇到困难打电话求救的时候，对方那边太忙到没有时间来救你。
He's not like God that when we call him in time of trouble that he will be too busy to answer the phone.
我们的天父上帝永远不会不接你的电话。
Our Heavenly Father will never not receive your phone call.
所以你可以随时使用上帝所给你祷告的权柄。
So you can always use the power, the authority to pray.
而且他接到你的电话不会耽误的。
And he will not delay and after receiving your phone call.
当你把困难带到神的面前的时候，他躲在那里。
When you bring your difficulties to him, he will be there.
他是那一位前天后前时间的神。
He is a 24/7 God.
他是你时时刻刻的保护。
He is your constant protection.
神的保护之所以特别，还有另外一个。
And there is another reason.
也就是第五节所说的。
And is what verse 5 says.
他是有实实在在的保护。
He is a real protection.
那诗人说，保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你的右边因庇你。
The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
原文的意思就是说，耶和华是你的保护者 ，your keeper. 耶和华是你的因庇者 ，your shade.
And so the Lord is our protector, and He is also our shade.
在世界里，你可能会看到有人用搞手段。耍手段或者是搞关系才能得到保护。
And in this world, you see people use trickery or their relationships that they will be protected.
你可能要付很多的金钱和甚至时间的代价得到保护，甚至买得到保护。
And you may have to spend a lot of resources, time, and money to buy that protection.
但是神保护你不需要钱。
But God is going to protect you without money.
因为你就是他的儿女，他就是你的天父上帝。
Because you're his children and he is your father.
因为有这一层的父子关系，他有权利保护你。
Because with this relationship, he will protect you.
神的保护是时时刻刻，而且这边讲的是在你的身边。
And his constant protection is also at your side.
那就像诗篇第十六篇第八节里面所说的。
And it's like Psalm 68.
我将耶和华常摆在我眼前，因他在我右边。我便不致摇动。
I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
诗人在前面曾经，他在前面讲说，你们要向上举目。
And the psalmist says, lift up your eyes toward the mountains.
好像上帝就在天上，在高山上看着我们。
And it's like God is up on the mountains watching over us.
但是现在他说，这位保护者耶和华就在我们的右边，应庇你。
But here he's saying, as at my right hand shading over us.
他到这里告诉我们, 他跟我们的距离更近,
telling us the distance is very close.
他住在你的右边,
he is on your right hand side.
他这里讲到说, 那个在右边表示他很贴近你,
that means he is really intimate with you.
那他离你的, 跟你的距离, 他不是在高高在上, 或者是好几十里的远的地方。
It's not like he's high in heaven above or tens of miles away.
无论我们遭遇到任何的事,
whatever things we encounter,
因为他在你的身边,
because he is by your side,
因为他在你的眼前,
because he's right before your eyes,
他都能够听见, 也都能够看见你,
he can hear and he can see,
那他都能够感受到你,
he can feel,
他在你的身边, 你切知之后, 你当然放心了,
and so then you can really be restful in him.
我们的上帝不是高高在上,
our Father, our God, is not really high
on us.
He is not like the times of our needs that he will be just
looking
at you. Or maybe looking at you coolly.
或者是不在乎你,
or doesn't care.
记得他离你很近,
remember that he's close by you.
记得他就在你的眼前,
is right before your eyes.
他实实在在是你的保护者,
and at any time he is your protector.
有他我们就不用惊慌,
and then with him we don't have
to fear. 神的保护之所以跟不一样, 还有另外一个特点,
and then there is another characteristic of his protection.
因为他的保护在第六节到第七节讲到是平平安安的保护,
and verse 6 and 7 tell us it's a peaceful protection.
以色列 有沙漠地区, 也有旷野, 干旱的地区,
and then the Israelites live in a desert region with arid and dry.
所以在那里的天气, 白天常常会, 那个有人会被太阳暴晒,
and then in the daytime then you can be burned by the sun.
甚至会那个晒伤了,
and then you may be sunburned.
因为是很干旱的地方, 缺水当然有的,
and of course, in a dry region, then you may lack water as well.
那因为没有缺水, 因为缺水, 你可能就是有生命的危险,
and then because of lack of water, you may have been danger in life.
但是诗人在这里告诉我们说,
but the psalmist told us,
白日太阳必不伤你, 夜间月亮也不害你,
the sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night.
耶和华要保护你, 免受一切的灾害,
the Lord will keep you from all harm.
他要保护你的性命,
he will watch over your life.
在大自然中有日夜之分,
and nature there is night and day.
也有非常强烈的太阳,
strong sun.
也有很温柔的那个月亮,
and then also the gentle moonlight.
但是他们都不过是塑造之物,
but they all created.
无论是森林的猛兽, 或者是在那个职场的猛兽,
whether beasts in nature or beasts in your workplace,
有很多黑暗的势力,
and there are dark forces,
但是都是塑造之物,
but they all created,
都在上帝的手中,
in God's hands.
如果你知道日夜在上帝的管制里,
if you know that night and day is in God's hands,
那我们就应该放心了,
then you will be rested.
所以问题不是环境如何, 而是你跟上帝的关系如何。
So it's not, doesn't matter, depend on circumstances, but depends on the relationship with God.
环境是在上帝的手中, 是在他掌权。
Environment is in God's hands.
不是环境在管那个控制我们。
The environment doesn't govern us.
如果我们认识这一点, 我们就不会因着环境的变化而害怕。
If we understand this, then we will not be afraid because the environment changes.
诗篇23篇是大卫王的人生的经验。
And Psalm 23 is the experience
of him.
He knows who the God is and what his relationship with him.
他说,
he said, the Lord is my shepherd.
所以我必不致缺乏,
I shall not want.
整个23篇就充分表达了他所信靠的神的属性是什么。
And so the entire chapter 23 tells us what God's nature
整篇提到上帝是我的一切,
God is my everything,
包括供应还有安息,
supply rest,
包括保护跟引导,
protection and guidance,
包括得胜跟盼望,
victory and hope.
基督徒最大的恩典不是有顺境的时候,
and The biggest grace of God is not that we have smooth circumstances.
而是神带领我们那个离开一切的邪恶。
Because it's because God has led us away from evil.
使我们免受一切的灾害,
that we will avoid disaster.
以至于不被邪恶所击倒,
so that we will not be conquered by evil.
基督徒也会经过死荫的幽谷,
Christians will go through the valley of shadow of death.
但是我们有神的同在,
but with God's presence,
我们可以很勇敢地向前走,
we are courageously go forward.
因为他在你的身边,
because he is by your side.
我们勇敢地面对任何的挑战,
we face all challenges
courageously. 因为有他的保护,
because of his protection,
我们就可以安息,
we can be in rest.
那最后在这里叫第八节,
and then lastly in verse 8,
上帝的保护为什么很特别?
Why is protection so special?
第八节讲到他的保护是永永远远的,
we talk about his protection is eternal.
诗人最后在这里讲到说你出你入, 耶和华要保护你从今时直到永远,
the Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore.
无论何时何地神是我们永永远远的保护,
anytime, any place, God is our eternal protection.
神对他的儿女说,
God said his children,
他说你出也蒙福入也蒙福,
whether you go in, you come out, you are blessed.
但他们必须留意听从神的话,
but they must pay attention and follow God's word, and keep all his commandments. And then the ending will be blessed. If they don't listen,
随从外邦的神以罪放纵我行我素,
and you follow the pagan idols and then do your own ways,
结局就是咒诅,
and the ending will be a curse.
从今天的经文里面, 我们得到一个很清楚的结论,
from today's passage, we get a clear conclusion.
就是当我们诚心实意地来寻求他的帮助的时候,
when we earnestly seek his help,
我们大胆地向山极目的时候,
when we courageously look upon the hills,
他应许要成为我们的保护,
he promised that he will be our protection.
而且他的保护是什么呢?
And his protection is
就是时时刻刻,
at all times,
实实在在,
real,
而且平平安安,
and peaceful,
而且是永永远远的,
and eternal.
你要不要?
Do you want it?
神应许给我们,
God has promised to us.
当神的选民那个面临强敌,
when we face a strong enemy,
这是在旧约里面可以看到的,
and we can see it in the Old Testament.
从历史里面得到一个经验,
and we can get it from the experience.
当神的选民面临到那个亚述帝国的那个侵略的时候,
when the kingdom of Judah faced the attack of the Assyrians,
而且已经到他们的城门口,
and they have come upon the city gates,
有当时的犹大王西西家四面楚歌,
and for the king Hezekiah at that time, they felt the enemies all
around. 在关键的时刻里,
in that key moment,
应该是全国上下应当快快地转向神呼求神帮助的时刻,
and that is the moment for their entire country to turn towards God and seek his help.
但是很遗憾的是圣经告诉我们,
but unfortunately the Bible told us,
西西家王却投靠外邦的埃及君王,
but Hezekiah turned toward the Egyptians.
他把国家的盼望放在埃及王的身上,
the hope of the country was put upon the Egyptians.
他要埃及王成为他们的帮助者,
he wants the Egyptian king to become his protector.
那为此以赛亚很严厉地警告他,
and Isaiah warned him sternly,
告诉他们说,
and told him,
祸在那些下埃及求帮助的,
and woe to those who go down to Egypt for help,
是因为战败马匹依靠圣多的车辆,
and rely on horses to trust in the multitude of the chariots,
而且并依靠强壮的马兵切不仰望以色列的圣者,
and in the great strength of the horsemen, and do not look to the Holy One of Israel,
而且也不求问耶和华,
or seek help from the Lord.
以赛亚直截了当地告诉他们,
straightforwardly, Isaiah told him,
告诉他们说, 埃及的帮助是徒然无益的,
the help of Egypt is utterly useless.
所以我称他为坐而不动的拉哈伯,
therefore I call her Rahab, do nothing.
拉哈伯就是撒旦的一个称号,
the title of Satan is Rahab.
不寻求神的帮助的结果就是全国遭殃了,
if we don't seek the help of God, then the entire country will be in trouble.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天的美国,
today's America
正在蔓延着抵挡圣经真的真理还有价值观的一个运动。
We're in a climate of resisting the morality and the truth in the Bible.
就像美国出现了所谓的那个拉哈伯一样。
It's like a Rahab in this modern age.
那些人常常傲慢的、漂亮的话来伪装、包装自己。
And they use beautiful words to package themselves.
把自己打扮成像救赎主一样，他们是像有盼可以带给国家盼望的那个模样。
And they put themselves as the savior of the country.
若不接受他们所贩卖的价值体系，就会给贴上不公义、不太冷酷、没有爱心的标志。
And if they don't take their package, then they were given a label of unrighteous or unloving.
那今年九月十号，在美国的犹他州发生了大家知道很惊动的事。
And in the 10th of September this year, it happened something in Utah.
那个基督教保守派活动家就是 Charlie Kirk 刺身身亡。
And political activist Charlie Kirk was assassinated.
才31岁。
那
大家都知道他最近看到很多他有关他的新闻他是一个转折点的那个组织的创始者、
you know that he is the Turning Point USA's founder
那他的太太就是 Erica 他在遇害的那一天、
his wife Erica on the day that he was
那他就在那个社交媒体上发布了一段经文
And she put out this verse in social media.
她用的经文是46篇的第一节。
And she uses Psalm 46:1.
那她说：“神是我的避难所，是我的力量。
”God is our refuge and strength.
是我在患难中随时的帮助。
An ever-present help in trouble.
她体会到神是她随时的帮助。
She recognized that God is ever-present help.
他的信仰塑造了所说所做所做的一切。
And her faith has molded everything she said.
他不断地提醒了他的听众。
He has been constantly reminding his audience.
那美国的未来取决于是不是回归圣经真理。
The future of America depends on whether we go back to the Bible.
他自己宣称。
He said.
一个没有基督文化。的国家是无法长存的。
A civilization that doesn't hold on to God's truth can never last.
没有基督的国家就没有得到神的帮助。
Without Christ, a country would not receive God's help.
我们现在正面临这个加速、更黑暗、更张狂的一个时代。
We are facing a generation that darkness has been spreading.
但是神很清楚告诉我们说，河水泛滥，他就坐着为王。
But God has told us that He reigns above amid the flood.
他透过先知以赛亚告诉以色列君王跟百姓。
And through Isaiah, He told the kings.
要得到帮助吗？唯一的方法就是转向神。
The only way to get help is to return to God.
而且寻求他的帮助。
And seek His help.
圣经也很清楚告诉我们。
And the Bible has been telling us,
凡靠着他进到神面前来的人，他都能拯救到底。
Whoever turns to him, he can save to the end.
因为他是常燃火着替他们祈求的上帝。
Because he is a God that lasts forever.
我们有这样的神。
We have this God.
保护的神。
A God who protects.
我们是不是可以放心的？
Can we rest in him?
我们要感谢神。
We want to thank him.
那我们怎么样来寻求他的帮助呢？
How do we seek His help?
在这里我跟大家分享三点。
Here I want to share with you three points.
那第一个就是我们除非我们悔改。
The first point is that unless we repent.
因为那是得帮助的第一步。
Because that's the first step of seeking help.
你也会遇到许多的艰难。
You may encounter many difficulties.
甚至连得救的指望都没有。
And even though the hope of salvation is gone.
你最需要的是什么？
What do you need the most?
我们要转向神。
We need to turn to God.
不是像当年的以色列人转向埃及来求靠他们。
Unlike the Israelites who turned to Egyptians.
神帮助这些被掳的百姓们。
God has helped a generation.
告诉他们说：“你要得到神的帮助吗？”
Do you want God's help?
他告诉他们说 ：“OK， 啊，就是告诉他们说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。”
And he's been telling us that in repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength.
Because 当时候他们离弃了神
Because at that time they deserved God.
而且好远,
and they also said,
所以透过以赛亚告诉他们,
through Isaiah, he told them.
那事实上这一段还有一个更好的翻译,
and actually, there's a better translation.
他讲说, 回来吧, 安心地信靠我,
and he said, come back to trust me.
你们就会得到安全,
and you will receive safety.
你们镇静地等待我, 你们就会得到力量。
Wait for me quietly, and you will receive strength.
就是repentance,悔改。
When turn, it says turn back, it really meant repentance.
那是唯一的希望。
That is the only hope.
那平静安稳的安稳呢,实际上如果你看和那个NIV的翻译是讲翻成 trust, 安稳就是trust,信靠的意思。
And then in English, it says in quietness and trust.
那失望人, 还有依靠人的帮助只会失望。
And if you rely on man's help, you will be disappointed.
但是信靠神就会重新得力。
But if you trust in God,
你会得到真正的平静安稳。
And then you will receive the true quietness.
神知道我们现在处在关键时刻里。
We know, God knows that we are in this evil.
所以他一直呼唤着我们。
So he's calling us.
他说,你们转向我, 我就转向你们。
He said, return to me and I'll return to you.
求神帮助我们,
May God help us.
早早转向神,
quickly turn back to him.
第二, 唯一可以让神得到帮助的是什么呢?
What is the one that we can, one way that we can receive?
那就是壮胆等候神的帮助。
And is to be courageously wait for his help.
以赛亚书第30章第18节这样子说,
Isaiah 30:18 said,
耶和华必然等候,
and the Lord
要施恩给你们,
the Lord longs to be gracious to you.
必然兴起,
and he will rise up,
好怜悯你们,
to show you compassion.
因为耶和华是公平的神,
for the Lord is a God of justice.
他说凡等候他的都是有福的,
blessed are all who wait on him.
神很不愿意惩罚他犯罪的儿女。
God doesn't want to punish his sinful children.
他警告他们,
he wants,
而且也给他们得救悔改的机会,
and give them opportunity to repent.
他的激动就像父母亲, 摸了他儿女的那个伤痛一样,
and it's like a parent who caressed the wounds of his children.
就是抚摸那个伤痛,
and to caress that wound.
我们的神不但要那个施行审判,
God is not only a God of judgment.
当我们不尊重他,
when we don't respect him,
但是他也同时是慈爱的上帝,
at the same time he is a loving God.
就是给愿意归向他的人,
and to comfort those who turn back to him.
神的目的不在于审判, 乃在于拯救。
God's purpose is not for judgment, it is for salvation.
他的激动体现了神的慈爱跟公义的那个完美的结合,
and his act can exemplify the perfect union of righteousness and love.
神的公义是以慈爱为前提,
God's righteousness has the premise of his love.
神的慈爱是以公义为出发点,
and his love has righteousness as a starting point.
他正等待着我们的改变,
he's waiting for our change.
等待着我们转向他,
waiting for our turning back.
求神帮助我们,
may God help us.
神实在很清楚告诉我们,
God has told us clearly.
神是公义的神,
he is a righteous God.
他同时也是慈爱的神,
he is also a loving God.
他也告诉我们,
he also told us.
他的怒气不过是转眼之间,
his wrath is momentary.
但是他的恩典乃是一生之久,
but his grace is forever.
因素虽有哭泣, 早晨便必欢呼。
In the morning there is wailing, but there is also choice of salvation.
第三个转向神得到神的保护,
and the third way to turn to his protection,
那就是祷告仰望神,
and is to pray and look upon God.
记得以赛亚书第36到37章的那段故事,
and we remember the story in Isaiah 36 and 37.
当亚述大军来犯耶路撒冷城,
and when the Syrian army arrived at Jerusalem,
亚述王派大将公然侮辱神跟他的百姓,
the Assyrian generals were openly insulting God and his people.
神的百姓退后也没有路可以走,
the people of God want to shrink back, but there is no way to go.
他们的情况非常的危急,
it was a dangerous situation.
领袖们就进到圣殿里面祷告,
the leaders go in the temple to
pray. 那西西家就在神的面前匍匐祷告,
And Hezekiah was praying in front of God.
恳切的祷告,
earnestly praying.
那他的祷告,
and this is his
prayer. 他说, 坐在二基伯上, 万军之耶和华以色列的神啊,
he said, Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim.
你唯有你是天下万国的神,
you alone are God above all the kingdoms of the earth.
你曾创造天地,
you have made heaven and earth.
耶和华求你侧耳而听,
give ear, Lord.
耶和华求你这那个睁眼而看,
and hear, open your eyes, Lord, and see.
要听希拿基利的一切话,
and listen to all the words that Sennacherib.
他是打发使者来辱骂永生神的.
He has sent to ridicule the living God.
耶和华,
is Lord.
亚述诸王果然是列国跟列国之地变为荒凉.
The Assyrian kings have laid waste all the people of lands.
将列国的神都像扔在火里.
And they have thrown all the gods into the fire.
因为他本不是神.
Because they were not gods.
乃是人手造的.
But only wood and stone.
是木头石头的.
And fashioned by
the hands. 所以内解他.
So, Lord and God.
耶和华我们的神啊, 现在求你救我们脱离亚述王的手.
So deliver us from his hand.
使天下万国都知道唯有你是神.
So that all the kingdoms of the earth we know that you, Lord, are the only God.
西西家的祷告,
this is the prayer of Hezekiah.
蒙神垂听,
was listened by God.
果然神派了使者在亚述的那个营中杀了18万5千个士兵.
And God sent his messengers to kill 185,000 soldiers in the Assyrian camp.
清晨起来一看都是尸尸尸啊。
Morning came and it was all dead bodies.
那就是公然侮辱上帝的结果.
And that is a result of openly insulting God.
也是因为垂听祷告的结果.
And it's also the result of listening to prayers.
今天的美国,
today's America,
也需要我们同心的祷告.
Need our united prayers.
今天我们思考的121篇,
today as we meditate upon Psalm 121,
后来发现跟 新约的路加巴,新约的罗马书第八章很相似那个信息。
And we will find a very similar message in Romans 8.
第八章,罗马书第八章31到37节。
And in Psalm 8:31-37,
在这里告诉我们,
here it tells us,
神若帮助我们,谁能抵挡我们呢?
And if God is for us, who can be against us?
谁能控告神所全权的人呢?
Who can accuse those people?
有神称他们为义了,
if God is born righteous,
谁能定他们的罪呢?
Who can judge them?
那有基督耶稣已经死了,而且是从死里复活,
Jesus has risen from the dead.
现今在神的右边,
and is the right hand of God.
而且也替我们祈求,
and is also interceding for us.
谁能使我们跟基督的爱隔绝呢?
Who can separate us from the love of Christ?
难道是患难吗?
Is trouble?
是困苦吗?
Hardship?
是逼迫吗?
Persecution?
是饥饿吗?
Famine?
是赤身肉体吗?
Nakedness?
是危险吗?
Danger?
是刀剑吗?
Sword?
如今上所记,
it is written,
我们为你的缘故终日被杀,
for your sake we face death all
the long. We
are considered a sheep to be
slaughtered.
靠着爱我们的主在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
你有没有发现跟我们诗篇121篇的信息很相似?
Do you find that it is very similar to Psalm 121?
若我们有创造天地万物的主与我们同行,
if this God who created heaven and earth was walking with us,
如果有他的保护,
if we have his protection,
谁能给我们做什么呢?
Who can do anything to us?
中国近代史上伟大的先教是Hudson Taylor,戴德生,
this great missionary in China, Hudson Taylor,
那他曾经讲过,不信的人只会看见困难,
those unbelievers will only see difficulties,
但是相信的人会看见自己跟困难之间还有上帝,
but the believers will see that God is in the middle of us and difficulties.
人生不可能是一帆风顺,
our lives will not be all smooth sailing.
难免会遇到大风大浪,
we will encounter storms.
当你的人生的风浪好像走不下去的时候,
When the storms seem like you cannot go forward anymore,
你是硬着撑腰呢, 还是咬紧光头, 对自己说, 我很行, 我可以?
Do you just grit your teeth and say, I can do it, I will do it?
还是你要转向神?
Are you going to turn to God?
如果你找错那个对象, 你会得不到帮助。
If you find the wrong object for help, then you will not receive help.
如果你不主动开口求帮助, 那你得意,
if you not open your mouth to ask for help, then you will not receive help.
我们要早早转向神,
we need to turn to God quickly.
放下你自己的努力,
and put aside your own trying.
你要知道谁是真正的帮助。
You know, you need to know who is the real help.
当你承认你需要帮助,
when you admit that you need help,
你就会经验到你的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
Then you experience your help comes from the God who created heaven and earth.
希伯来书的作者肯定地这样说,
and the author of Hebrews said it very
clearly. 他说凡靠着主来到我们面前的, 他都能拯救到底。
He is able to save completely those who come to God through him.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters, we will encounter many difficulties in your workplace.
那我在教会服事啊将30几年,
I've been serving the church for more
than 30 years. 也在属灵的征战上很多,
and we have many struggles spiritually, and there are times of struggles.
那但是感谢神,
but thanks to God,
让我稍稍体会到保罗的那样的经历,
so that I can kind of encounter about what Paul encountered.
那记住我们四面受敌却不被困住,
even though we're surrounded by enemies, but we're not defeated.
那心里作难却不知失望,
and then that when we have struggles inside, but we will not be disappointed.
我们遭逼迫却不被丢弃,
but we are persecuted, but we're not left alone.
跌倒了却不知失望,
but we may fall, but we will not.
神就是我们随时的帮助。
God is our constant help.
我能够经验到在牧会中神的引导神的帮助。
And as my shepherd in the church, I experience God's help.
我相信在你的工作上怎么样的环境, 你要依靠他, 他就是你的帮助。
And I believe that in your workplace, if you rely on him, you will receive his help.
上帝不是呼召我们成功,
God does not call us to be successful.
而是呼召我们忠心,
he calls us to be faithful.
基督徒的目的不是在地上建立人间的天堂,
the purpose of Christian is not to build heaven on earth.
而是在这个必然败坏的世那个世界里面忠心的实践信仰,
and it's also in this corrupted world to be faithful to him.
今天世界的乱象更堕落更不安,
in this chaos today, and it is also corrupted,
就是在提醒我们,
it's reminding us,
我们要把盼望放在耶稣基督,
we have to put our hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
世界会越来越黑暗,
the world will become darker,
世界也会越来越不安,
and the world will fall into more chaos.
事实上也是告诉我们基督再来的时刻,
and it's all telling us that Jesus is
coming again. 所以对基督徒来讲,
for Christians,
那是一个很荣耀的盼望,
and that is a glorious hope.
感谢神,
we thank God,
不管我们在哪里,
no matter where we are,
就像诗篇诗人所说的,
and it's like what the psalmist said,
就是主若帮助我们, 我必不惧怕,
because if the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid.
那人能把我们怎么样呢?
And who can do the models do to us?
那是希伯来作者的一个体会,
and that is the author of Hebrews.
耶稣基督的国度不属于这个世界,
the kingdom of God does not belong to this world.
我们的盼望是超越这个世界,
our hope is beyond this world.
让我们用信心的眼光看到神的世界, 那神为我们预备的国度,
with a perspective of faith that we need to look upon.
我们目前所做的是什么?
Or what are we doing?
我们就专心地依靠神,
that we need to truly trust in him.
那苦难不可能自动离开,
the sufferings will not leave us automatically.
挑战也不可能离开我们,
challenges may not leave us,
特别是基督徒的处境,
especially the situation,
可能会越来越艰难,
it may become more difficult,
可能会越来越孤单,
and more and more lonely,
但是神必与我们同在,
but God will be with us,
因为他是我们的帮助,
because he is our help.
愿神赐福大家,
may God bless you.